The Defence Minister Kevin Andrews is in Japan to look at the high-tech Soryu submarine for the first time. The Japanese sub is seen by many as the favourite to replace the ageing Collins-class submarines. But senior Japanese ex-military personnel are raising questions about how much of the secret technology can be shared and whether Australia has the skills to build them in Adelaide. North Asia correspondent Matthew Carney reports.
Japan is back in the business of selling weapons. The ban on arms exports is well and truly over. Recently, the port city of Yokohama hosted Japan's first defence trade show since the end of the Second World War. Buyers poured over Japan's latest high-tech defence goods, the US-2 amphibious planes that can operate in any conditions, and the PI submarine hunting aircraft. But the Japanese are hoping for the biggest deal of all. Worth $50 billion, the sale of up to a dozen high-tech Soryu submarines to Australia. Captain Hisayuki Tamura is from the Japanese Ministry of Defence.
It's the best conventional, non-nuclear submarine, and we have the best technology to build them.
Defence Minister Kevin Andrews is in Japan to assess the Soryu. Germany and France are also vying for the contract to replace the Collins-class submarines.
The Japanese submarine is about the size that we're looking for in Australia, but obviously it requires some changes.
The Soryu sub has had the personal backing of Prime Minister Abbott. But former Japanese submarine captain Toshihide Yamauchi says it's still to be negotiated just how much of the top-secret Soryu technology can be handed over.
Releasing the core technology is not an option for Japan. We're worried about leaks to China once our technology is in Australia. We need to sort out expectations from both sides.
And Defence Minister Andrews says that'll be part of the competitive evaluation process.
What we need to know is what they are at the outset, have an understanding of what's involved in making those design and modification changes, and ultimately we need to know what the cost is as well.
Former commander of the Japanese submarine fleet in the 2000s, Masuo Kobayashi, says he's not so sure Australia can perfect the top secret technology in the shipyards in Adelaide.
They don't have enough skilled workers to fashion the high-tension steel. It's even hard to do in Japan.
Minister Andrews says any deal with Japan, France or Germany could involve the long-term training of staff in Adelaide. This is Matthew Carney reporting for AM in Tokyo.